Fairleigh Dickinson University just released a poll that they did asking New Jersey residents whether it would be a wise idea and they feel safe sending their kids to school if and when they reopen in the fall. Always like to give you the mechanics too. This was a phone survey that was done from June 18th through June 30th, random sample of 809 New Jersey adults. The finding, overall 46% believe schools should reopen with the appropriate protective measures in place, with a similar number, 42%, supporting a return to online learning until a COVID-19 treatment or vaccine becomes available, which might not be until, or most likely won't be until 2021. Least supportive of resuming face-to-face instruction are women, 42%. Younger adults in the survey, 35%. Democrats and independents, 38%. On the flip side of that, Republicans are the group most supportive of returning to the classroom, 60% in favor of doing that. People also divided on the question of whether vaccinating all students should be mandatory if and when a COVID-19 vaccine becomes available. Half say the coronavirus vaccine should be required. 44% believe it should be a matter of personal choice. And just as politics colors opinions on whether to reopen schools or remain online, there are two big partisan differences as well on this issue. Two-thirds of New Jersey Democrats, 62%, believe the vaccine should be mandatory. 54% of state Republicans who took part in the survey think it should be voluntary. But if the intent becomes a reality and schools are going to reopen, there has to be a plan. New Jersey public school districts still have a couple of more weeks before they have to submit their proposals for reopening to state officials and other students about what the back-to-school plans are. But few districts have begun notifying students already. They've done their homework early. Overall, at a minimum, districts have to screen students for COVID-19 daily, try to maintain at least social distancing in the classrooms and on the school buses. The Murphy administration is currently requiring all schools to offer some in-person classes, but there's no minimum number of days that students have to be in school. So with that in mind, let's take a look quickly at some of the plans. Here's what West Windsor Plainsboro Regional has in mind. Alternating weeks. They're planning an alternating week schedule, so only half the students are in the classroom each day. Classroom with 24 students, 12 would attend during what they call an A week, or they would stay home for online instruction. Then it would flip the following week for, B week. Students would only go to school for half days. No lunch would be served. Students would be required to wear masks unless they have a health problem. That district's also offering parents an all-remote learning option. If they're legitimately uncomfortable about sending their kids to school, a survey sent out in June said more than half the parents would want that option. Let's move over to Parsippany. Troy Hill is also planning alternating weeks. They don't officially announce their reopening plan until the end of the month, but there was a preview last week, courtesy of the superintendent. She wrote, at this time, we expect to stagger student attendance with half the students attending 1 week, other half take part in online instruction. Then that would flip the following week. Fridays would have a special schedule, so some students could get special instruction if needed, and others could have a completely virtual learning day. Siblings in different grades would be put on the same weekly schedule to make things easier for the families. Good idea there. Especially if mom and or dad are going back or have gone back to work. District would also work with parents who want to keep their children home on an all remote learning plan. Checking out what Summit has in mind, 5 days a week, possibly with a shortened school day. It's one of the few in New Jersey that has said its preliminary plan is to bring all students to school for a full 5 day week. Current plan is to offer in-person 5 days a week learning to every student who would like that option. District has not decided if the school day will be shortened or if lunch will be served. They still have, as I said, a couple of weeks to put in all the pieces of the puzzle. Students would be required to wear masks if they don't have medical problems. However, mask breaks would be built into the school day, along with time for snacks and hand washing. Families as well would also be able to choose a remote learning plan if they don't want their students to go back to face-to-face education. And let's look at Metuchen in Middlesex County. They have as well an alternating week idea, possibly without busing. Students would go to class alternating weeks under their at least preliminary plan, though they may have to find their own way to school because school officials are, as I said, thinking of eliminating busing. That's because the district is considering dropping its, I think it's almost a $500,000 a year contract with a bus company. That was told to parents in an online video meeting earlier this past week. State guidelines, by the way, require districts to attempt to keep students 6 feet apart or separated by barriers in buses, so that makes it kind of challenging to run regular routes. Districts are not required to offer busing to students who live less than 2 miles from either an elementary or middle school or 2.5 miles from a high school. Disabled and special needs students would still get busing, though. Other students would have to either walk, be driven to school, if that busing contract is eliminated. School district is proposing an alternating week schedule, which is called, well, they nickname it, Rumors and Zoomers Plan. Half of each class would be the Rumors 1 week. I've heard rumors about those Rumors, meaning they would be learning in the classroom. The other half would be the Zoomers, who stay at home and participate in the class on the laptops over Zoom, or any other online video conferencing program, Zoom being by far the best. Seems to hold a connection the clearest and the strongest. All students would be required to wear masks at school. Access to lockers would be limited to social distancing rules, and students would be assessed under the regular grading system, unlike the pass-fail system that was used during remote learning. So that's what at least some of the schools have in mind. Subject to change, of course.